Hello and welcome to the Susquehanna County Conservation District's Conservation Corner. I'm Don Hibbert.
And I'm Devin Voda.
And each week we bring you conservation topics and events from around the Endless Mountains. This week we're talking about our new interpretive trail.
Yes.
Which is pretty exciting. We got an event coming up, so we really want to focus on what the trail is about, get you informed, and then ultimately have you come out and check out the trail.
Yep.
Because we're going to have a ribbon cutting. That's going to be on April 22nd.
Yes.
Earth Day. So it's a good time. We'll have some light refreshments as well. But let's actually find out about the trail and what's on the trail and why we want you to come out here and experience the trail with us.
Yeah. So the Susquehanna County Conservation District was awarded an EE grant through DEP, so an environmental education grant, to install this quarter-mile long interpretive trail right here on the grounds at the Conservation District.
Which is at 89 Industrial Drive.
Yes.
Montrose, Pennsylvania.
So we named this trail the Bridgewater Interpretive Trail, and it's got a lot of different interest points along the trail that you can come out and visit and learn all about. We have 5 different points of interest. So we're gonna have 2 different pollinator gardens along the trail, a moss garden, a livestock nursery, the stream. A little leg of the trail goes down to our stream down below at Pettis Creek.
Yeah, it's the unnamed tributary of Pettis Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Flows most of the year.
Yep.
All year, last year.
Yeah.
We had all those rains. But yeah, sometimes it dries up. But
right.
It's another aspect of the trail, and it's a beautiful little glen down in there. There's hemlock, there's beech, there's maple. Yeah, so that's a nice aspect.
Yeah, and then we also have the Susquehanna County Beekeepers Association have their hives here in our yard as well that is near the trail that you can kind of check out while you're walking along.
Yeah, it's a really interesting focal point.
Mm-hmm.
Not included in the trail per se, but like you said, you know, it's definitely there and people can check out the hives from a distance.
Right. So along the trail on these points that we mentioned, we do have some signage that helps you learn all about these different points of interest. At the pollinator gardens, you will be able to learn about the different species in the garden, the benefits of a pollinator garden, and pollinators in general, kind of how they help our environment, and that they are really a big part of our environment, having the pollinators around as well.
Absolutely.
And then as you continue along, you will run into the livestock nursery.
Yeah, a lot of people probably don't know what that is.
So. I didn't until we did this trail. So the livestock nursery, you will see some newly planted shrubs that we will, a little bit here in the future, be able to take some live cuts off of it and use for riparian buffers through some other programs that we run here at the district. And the signage will kind of explain the livestock and the process behind it and what riparian buffers are and kind of why they're useful.
Yeah, and you can even use those in stream bank stabilization projects.
Right.
So it's a valuable tool in our tool belt. You don't have to spend the money on ordering trees anymore. You don't have to worry about that ugly riprap that doesn't have any habitat associated or very little. So, you can take those live cuttings, install them right in the ground. They'll root out. Yeah, so it's a nice focal point as
Definitely.
Well.
And then you'll continue a little farther. You'll see the moss garden. So it'll be 2 sections of moss growing on a little bit of a slope there. And the sign will explain the benefits of moss and how they are actually like a climate indicator in a way and like what moss's benefit is to our environment as well.
Yeah, a lot of people, again, don't know that moss is kind of like a canary in the coal mine of sorts, kind of good indicator of air quality.
Right.
Poor air quality, you won't see moss around at all.
And then as you continue down to our stream, there will be a sign down there also explaining a little bit more about the watershed of the stream, what water ecology kind of is, and different qualities of the stream, and also what wildlife you can find in the stream.
Yeah, again, another canary in the coal mine.
Right.
Flipping over rocks in the stream, you'll be able to tell what organisms live in there and then what kind of water quality is in that stream.
Right. So I think in general, this trail is going to be very informative to everybody, kind of getting out there, covering a lot of different topics and kind of all in a way tie back together as well. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think we haven't noted this yet, but it's an interpretive trail. It's right. a self-interpretive trail. Right. So you can come anytime, take a walk down the trail, learn a little bit about the trail, maybe see some wildlife. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a nice, relaxing walk around our property. So who do you want to reach, actually? You know, as far mm-hmm. as this grant is concerned,
right?
Like, who are we trying to reach?
So we have a couple different groups that we're trying to reach out to. So we're hoping that our main audience is going to be like school groups or other community groups like Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, senior citizen groups, 4-H, anything along those lines. Come out, we can hold events, or Penn State Extension can come hold events here and just kind of walk them through the trail, teach them about different things. And we really wanted to kind of focus on some more areas of environmental justice, some places that don't get that necessarily as much education on the environmental stuff. We want to be able to bring them here, really show them what's going on with environmental stuff. Some areas around like the Forest City, Susquehanna region for us personally in this county. So we're hoping to reach out to them, get them here, get them learning.
Yeah, it'd be a great time if we can get some schools in here.
Right.
And use that as like a mm-hmm. field trip opportunity.
Absolutely.
I know when I was in school, mm-hmm. you know, that was one of the highlights.
Yeah.
Just getting out and enjoying a field trip mm-hmm. and getting hands-on whatever, with what type of learning was offered.
Yep. So. And then our other primary audience that we're hoping to reach out to is just community members that want to come just walk the trail on their own, like you were talking with the self-interpretive part of the trail. Just come out, take the walk, read the signs, learn about what's going on here.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even know what the Conservation District does.
Right.
Or what type of programs we offer,
mm-hmm.
Which is something we're encouraging people to do. Get right. familiar with the Conservation mm-hmm. District and what we have to offer. So. Yeah.
And kind of as a secondary audience, we're hoping just anybody that comes to the trail, we're hoping you take this information and spread it to your friends and family that haven't necessarily came to the trail themselves, but you can teach them. So it'd be pretty cool if you can go out, kind of get the whole community involved with learning about all this stuff.
Yeah, one of the best ways to advertise is word of mouth.
Right. So at the end of the trail, we're also going to have a little QR code on our sign. We're hoping if you come walk the trail, you'll scan that code, take a little 12-question survey, kind of give us some feedback on how we're doing with the trail.
For those of the audience that don't right. know, what is a QR code?
So there's just a little, like a box, it kind of has a bunch of different lines, and you just kind of scan it with your phone. It'll take you right to the link for the survey. You just fill in your answers, submit it, and you're good to go.
So, of course, this trail and the whole project in general has been a year and a half in the making
mm-hmm.
between assembling the grant and then the actual groundwork,
mm-hmm.
you know, hiring a contractor, the whole bidding process, implementing sign design,
yep.
Working through that whole issue. I think even right now we're still working through the posts for those signs. So we have yet to install those, waiting for the pollinator garden to take off.
Yep.
Crossing our fingers there. Yeah. But, what did we learn along the way?
There was definitely some different things we learned. I think biggest lesson we kind of learned was make sure we're planning everything ahead of time, getting everything going, and just kind of really have a good set plan as we're going through timeline-wise, and just making sure everything lines up properly.
So plan.
Yes. Yeah. And the other big thing was just learning how to deal with the weather with this kind of trail going through. Last year, as the trail was being built during the summer, we had some very unprecedented rain events that happened.
Oh my goodness. The amount of rain that we got last summer is ridiculous.
It definitely held up construction a little bit. And then we also learned that there were some spots we weren't really expecting runoff to kind of hit the trail. So we had to kind of learn how to deal with that and divert the water so it doesn't hit the trail and we're not doing continuous maintenance every time it rains.
That was probably, even though we thought it was something that was counting against us, we got to see exactly where the water was running all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had to hire another contractor and, like you said, divert some of that water. We learned that some of the adjacent land was shedding water onto ours.
Right.
And those pipes were buried.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that. So uncovered those pipes, got that all sorted out. Mm-hmm. But oh no, yeah, it was quite a process.
Yeah, but I think overall, I think it all came out pretty well with the trail. It definitely taught us a lot going through. The other probably big hard part was we did have some employee turnover here at the district. Last year when we did the original show on this trail, we talked with our old coworker Chris.
Great.
And he kind of moved on, found a different job that he's really enjoying, and I stepped up and took over this process about halfway through. So
yeah, so you mentioned DEP's environmental education grant.
Mm-hmm.
Chris went to DEP.
He did.
So yes, he had to take the reins on that, which is a little difficult.
Yeah.
Chris did a great job.
He did.
Assembling all the paperwork and putting that together. So, you know, for the most part, it was a pretty easy transition.
Thankfully.
But you also had to, you know, at least get your bearings
mm-hmm.
and understand the paperwork that was put together and see where we were in the process. So thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. I've really enjoyed the process within just seeing it all come together as well. So it's been a fun time.
So we're going to have some events. We mentioned the grand opening.
Yes.
Which I'll say again, it's Earth Day, April 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Really looking forward to that. Cutting a ribbon.
Yes.
Getting people out on the trail. There'll be some light refreshments.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two other events. I don't know if you wanted to at least explain a little bit about those.
Yeah, so we're still kind of in planning phases for these a little bit, but we know we want to have a walk in May, kind of focusing on the pollinator garden, talking to you all about that, teaching you about it. Hopefully it'll be up and blooming or in the process at that point.
Yeah, I think we'll at least see some growth at that point. I'm not sure if any flowers will be blooming, but we'll walk you through the process because mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people, you know, they want to plant a pollinator garden and they don't know what species to get in there.
Right.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the process of the implementation right on our property. So definitely join us for that and be looking for that one.
Yep.
Like you said, that one's planned for May. We'll give you a specific date here in the next couple of weeks.
Yep. And then our third event will be another walk in June at some point, focusing on the bees. We talked about the Beekeepers Association. They're going to kind of walk us through all the different stuff with the bees and kind of how they're going to interact with the trail and the pollinator garden and everything like that.
Right. And that'll be an exciting time.
Yeah.
The Susquehanna County Beekeepers Association, a very, very knowledgeable group of people, and they'll explain the process of keeping bees. Maybe if you are thinking about keeping bees on your own property, they'll be happy to answer any questions about that. But you also see the display hives here. And, you know, for those of you that are wary about bees, they are kept at a distance. So you can view them without getting stung.
Right. Overall, we're really excited about this trail and hoping to implement it into more of our events on a yearly basis now. So.
All right. Well, if you have any questions about the event, you can reach out to the Conservation District, 570-782-2105. But I guess that does it for today's show.
Yeah. If you have questions related to our shows, you can contact the Conservation District, again, by calling 570-782-2105. If you missed a portion of today's show, you can go to our website, www.suscondistrict.org, and find our Conservation Corner page with past episodes and links to information about past episodes. You've been listening to the Susquehanna County Conservation District's Conservation Corner. I'm Devin Voda.
And I'm Don Hibbard, saying enjoy the outdoors.